Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mully Ed Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, what a glorious weekend. The weather's changed a little bit. The world's a better place. Would have been better if the Cubs had done better in Detroit, but they faced some awful good pitching. The White Sox won a series against the Royals.
How about that?
That doesn't compute.
No, it doesn't.
Illogical.
But it happened. Good morning, Mully. Happy Monday.
Morning.
Cubs season in Detroit. Weekend in Detroit was disappointing. Sox, I think, was encouraging. Home against the Royals. That was a lot of fun. They played well. They did not win. They did not get the sweep, but they won the series. They have some pieces.
They looked a lot better.
Yeah,
they did. Was it the second game or the rookie scored all the runs? That was just wild, you know? I don't know. There's a better vibe there. Maybe the big announcement.
It's the possibility of youth.
It's a possibility of hope. The idea that maybe there's something at the end of the tunnel.
It does make you feel that way. Kyle Teal's debut on Friday night was electric.
And
the stadium at Ballpark had 39,000 people there.
Mexican Heritage Night. Wow, was that full? I mean, and jam-packed.
The stadium was jam-packed. The parking lots were even more so.
You were there.
Yes, I was there. In and out, a little bit tricky. But the Sox, nonetheless... That was one of the better moments of the season. Kyle Teal's debut, the Sox win. They followed that up with another victory Saturday, and they did not give up in the ninth inning. They came rallying back yesterday.
That was wild.
So they win 2 out of 3 against the Royals. The Cubs, meanwhile, in Detroit, that was a humbling weekend. And I think maybe that's overstating it, but I think what you were reminded of, there's still a gap between you and if the Tigers are the best team in baseball, the best team in baseball.
Well, there's a gap in the starting pitching, and there's no way around that. Skubal is really a good player. Jack Flaherty,
You forget how good he is.
And he's excellent.
He's great stuff.
That's a problem if you have to face them in a World Series. Well, again, this is not a problem unless you get there.
This is what I think to me, was the biggest difference over the weekend, and this is oversimplifying it, but in a nutshell, the Tigers are built for the playoffs. The Cubs right now aren't because they don't have the 1-2 punch with the starting pitchers.
Yes,
you look at the Tigers, and whether it's a 7-game series and you see Skubal and Flaherty, you think that you have a chance every time those guys pitch. So theoretically, that's 4 times in a 7-game series. And the Cubs, I don't know that you have that kind of certainty with your starting rotation yet. That's why I think this weekend screamed for a response from the front office before the deadline.
Yes.
Get a starter.
Get a big name. Get an ace.
Top of the rotation starter.
Get an ace.
Go get an ace.
Yeah.
Somebody might be out there. It might be expensive. Likely it will be. But if you feel like this is your year potentially, then go and be aggressive, because you don't have what those kinds of teams have, because the Tigers out-cubbed the Cubs.
Yeah.
They were very good defensively.
Yep.
They ran the bases smart.
They did.
They were good enough offensively, but they got good pitching and defense. And in that ballpark, Comerica Park, as spacious as it is, that's enough.
That's enough. Yeah, it was it was sobering to a certain extent because of exactly what you're saying. They just have better pitching than the Cubs, better starting pitching, and I don't think there's any way around that. And I don't think that matters necessarily until you get to the postseason. But that is something that you've got to be very much aware of as you inch ever closer. I mean, we got months before we worry.
Well, we have months to kick it around.
But I'm still saying.
Yeah, no,
it was a difference.
It's a valid
two teams
point, yeah. Because it's an ongoing conversation. It's June 9th.
Yeah,
the Cubs have a long time before you have to be too concerned. But this was a good. This was a good measuring stick, if you will. And also offensively, not as worried, but you can't ignore this, Mully. Over the last five games, the Cubs have been shut out twice.
That's
and
the reality.
They've managed 14 runs in those five games, three of them losses. And your offense at times has sputtered. The great offense that has scored all of the runs and gives you a chance to believe this could be the year or this could be a special season just had a week that wasn't very good.
And now they've got Philadelphia, a team that's not playing very good. They have not been winning, but I think when you think about Philadelphia, whatever the reality is of how they're playing right now, they got pitching.
They got pitching.
You think of them as a good pitching staff.
And,
so.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
If Flaherty and Scooble shut you down, good luck with Zach Wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's next. And that's not going to be easy. And
no.
The Phillies are struggling. I think they lost 2-1 to the Pirates.
They've been stacking losses, haven't they?
They've struggled. They've struggled.
I think they put some losses together. I think they're kind of in a bad.
They have lost five in a row,
yeah.
And they are 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah.
So
jump on them.
Come on. But to David's point, to your point, like the offense hasn't done exactly. I mean, yeah, great. Saturday, five home runs, but that was it.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to have to do a little bit better than that. And these are some good pitchers that they're going to face.
Even Craig Counsell on Saturday afterward, he was like, you're not going to see that very often.
It's like, could you enjoy? You want to talk about people not enjoying this?
He didn't seem to be enjoying that.
He wasn't enjoying the fact that his team had five home runs in front of 40,000 people, and the game was like 2 hours and 8 minutes or something.
We didn't do much else, but we hit five homers. Maybe you hit five homers, you don't have to do much else.
Some teams would be happy to hit five home runs in a week, let alone in a game.
I know.
And you won. And you bounced. Here's the one thing, and we'll see what happens tonight. The Cubs have been excellent off of a loss.
Right.
They're like 19-6 off of a loss.
Hmm.
So I thought the game didn't go the way fans would have wanted to Friday, but it kind of went how we thought it would go.
Right.
Scooble didn't strike out as many as I thought. You guys were right. It was only six, I think. I think
They were begging you to take the under.
Yeah, and I guess you should have.
But he was good.
He was good. No, but he didn't need to strike guys out. But my point is, that was a bad loss, and then you did bounce back the next day. So we'll see. I think today will be very telling if the Cubs can do what they've been doing and bounce back after a loss. So
I think they can bounce back after a loss. Matthew Boyd's on the mound. I think when you look at their starting rotation, there are guys that come up. Jameson Taillon was outstanding.
Really good.
He's pitching like an ace at times. But you're right, Mully. You need to have the mindset, if you're the Cubs and you come out of that Detroit series, you have the mindset of go get an ace.
Well, you got a lot. I mean, your team is good, and you are playing good baseball, generally speaking, for the entirety of the year. And I do expect them to do better today, and I do expect them to do well in this series because, in part,
of how Philadelphia is playing. But I think it was hard to come away from watching those two pitchers against them and say, you know, Cade Horton, he was good. He was fine. He wasn't as good as he's been.
Need him to take
and
a step.
He wasn't good enough.
No.
But like the two runs early, you gave an ace a two-run lead.
Yeah.
That's not a
Cade
good
Horton's
idea.
Numbers in the first inning are not very good. I wonder if – I think everything's relative, but relative to the rest of his innings and his performance, the first inning is not very good, and I wonder how much conversations they will have before his next appearance, whether or not to use an opener with him.
Because, I was thinking that as well. Yeah. Like he's the next guy to have that opener.
Or to have that meeting or that recognition of what's not going well in the first inning and why. Ben Brown seems to have maybe turned the corner. He was outstanding Friday night. Mm-hmm. He pitched, he matched Skubal for the better part of four or five innings, and he benefited from a little shift in his approach perhaps. I wonder if now's the time for Cade Horton.
But see, I agree with you, but I think he's not Skubal. What I'm saying is like, that Skubal is unbelievable. That guy, every time he gets the ball, he gives you an outing like that. Not so much Jack Flaherty, but he's capable of it. And you wonder how a guy like that will do if you get into the playoffs and that kind of situation.
Flaherty has the pedigree. He's got the experience. Yes. He's got that sort of veteran moxie and the stuff still. With Skubal, maybe not the experience, but he has been as good as any pitcher in baseball the last 3 years.
He's as good as anybody.
So you don't worry about him. Question. He gives you hope that you can win any series because of the possibility he could pitch three times in a seven-game series.
No, it's true.
The Cubs did not have a good weekend on the bases, and I think that also started on Friday, which was very strange to see PCA in the midst of a odd situation, rounding third with Quentin Berry, with the confusion on third base, go, stay. And then it hurt the Cubs.
Yes.
So the Cubs weren't the Cubs this weekend. I think the Tigers were the version of the team that you saw doing the little things with defense, with pitching, and they're the better team right now. And that should resonate loudly in that front office.
I was really hoping the Cubs would do better against Skubal after they pulled him from from a Sox start because they're better than the Sox, and then saved him for the Cubs. That I just didn't want that to pay off.
It paid off.
Well, it didn't really because the Sox beat him that day. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I'm saying they lost a game. It didn't benefit them. It benefited them in that series, but not in terms of wins and losses for the.
But I think weighed equally.
Yeah.
If that sounds odd, but true. You're better off beating the Cubs in the way that they beat them Friday night with Skubal on the mound and making that kind of statement.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Then maybe...
they look scarier doing that
than
actually winning a series against the White Sox, who somehow managed to win 4 games out of a 7-game home stretch, which I thought they'd be lucky to win 2.
It was encouraging. It was a really good weekend and series, and the Sox have had a good week from the announcement about the ownership shift and Justin Ishbia's involvement to calling Kyle Teal up to the performance on the field. 4-3 at home. That's what they finished the homestand, correct?
Ridiculous.
It's very good.
Especially after the way they played in Baltimore.
How about the story about the relief pitcher in the Uber?
That was unbelievable. That was unbelievable. The kid from Milwaukee. They signed from Milwaukee on Sunday morning, and then he Ubered down.
How long?
That was so hilarious.
How much would that cost?
That's a good question.
I'm not on Uber a lot, but they referred
to it as a 90-minute drive. I don't know, man. That might be a little bit more than 90 minutes. That might be at least, I don't know.
I can see 90 minutes. If it's 90 minutes, you have a very good Uber driver.
It means you've got no traffic.
That's no traffic, yeah.
Right, and you're pushing it.
So Tyler Alexander is the reliever we're talking about. Yeah. Lefty. He's 30 years old. He's a veteran.
Yes.
He signed a one-year contract.
He was DFA'd a week ago by Milwaukee, and then he went through waivers, and he opted to sign. So he'd been talking with the White Sox, and he knew that if he signed, there was a good chance he would pitch. But nonetheless, he signed Sunday morning, got an Uber. I mean, imagine you wake up in Milwaukee.
You
Uber to the rate, and then you end up pitching 3 innings.
If you're covering the game or going to the game, that's not as hard to understand or grasp.
Exactly.
If you're pitching in the game, it might be a little bit more of a leap.
That was He did okay. He took the loss, but he had only one earned run allowed in 3 innings. That's pretty good.
He did miss the 21st birthday party for Southpaw. He did miss that pregame, but I think he'll be okay. Yeah, what a whirlwind day for somebody like that. He let go by the Brewers, stayed in Milwaukee, and worked something out with the Sox. The second time this year that's happened to the White Sox with a former Brewers pitcher, Adrian Hauser. Remember that? They signed him during the day. He pitches at night. He's become one of their best starters. Now here comes Tyler Alexander in an Uber.
$173.92 right now.
$173.92.
It's 5:45 in the morning, though.
I'm saying. So right now it's $173.92. I mean, just give, you know, where we're at, I put from where we're at to Milwaukee. Okay.
$200, probably $200.
Well, I mean, I hope you tip the guy.
Roughly.
At least give him a 5-star review.
Yeah.
What'd they talk about?
I don't know.
What'd they talk about? Do you think he shared the story?
You know,
with the Uber driver, or it was total silence.
It's an awful long drive to not say a word.
It is, but people don't like to talk in the car.
Are you a talker in an Uber ride?
No,
I think I'm
probably not.
I think I try to be like, "Hey, good morning, how are you?"
I'm not unpleasant, but I don't think I'm chatty.
Hello,
I don't think you ever want to be unpleasant or impolite.
I don't like talking during a haircut either.
Oh, God, I think the haircut is one of the most relaxing things there is.
Oh, you can talk during a haircut.
Yeah, not a big talking haircut guy.
You can just kind of sit there and vegetate, and it's a wonderful experience.
Well, it depends on who's cutting your hair, too. If you know, I've been going to the same person for 17 years.
Well, that makes it a little different.
So it's a lot different. It's like having a catch up with your friend.
Have you gotten the same haircut?
Yeah, basically. Does it look any different? Yeah. Probably.
I mean, I go to Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, they're all very nice and everything. And
love your brand loyalty.
It keeps your notes. It keeps the little notes, right? And so
they know what you want.
And I'm like, yep, same thing. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep.
My buddy has gone to the same barber for, I don't know, 45, 50 years. And I mean, he goes to the same barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the regular boy's haircut. And he's gotten that since he was like 9 years old.
There's something very
is that hilarious?
Very comforting about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that for him, there's something very comforting about walking in to that environment.
I would imagine.
And getting the same approach. It's something that's stable. Yeah, I could see that. So I don't, how much funny. Talking does he do? A lot?
I don't think he's a big talker.
No?
No. I don't know.
I'll tell you what's really awkward.
You know what I love? I love a guy that doesn't speak a lot of English doing my hair. I really do, because then I don't feel like I have to...
A guy who doesn't speak a lot of English?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you don't have to keep up.
I don't have to keep chatting with him.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
And you probably have never sounded better to
anybody.
To anybody.
That's exactly right.
Than you do to him.
Yeah.
What is really awkward is if you're at the dentist. And the dentist starts talking.
Oh, because you're like, ah.
Yeah. And the dentist wants to talk sports. Or the dentist wants to talk about whatever. And you're like, yeah. It's very awkward.
That's hysterical.
And, growing up, you know, my childhood dentist, the hometown dentist, was always somebody who I had a good relationship with and knew very well and would talk a lot. I just could never answer.
That's hysterical.
So it was like a monologue.
That isn't that the Ricky Gervais movie where he's like a dentist and he like is a really grumpy dentist and he like people try to talk to him and he just shoves something in their mouth?
I don't know.
I think there's some, it's actually not a bad movie.
Yeah, but
Ricky Gervais.
In an Uber, typically, yeah, it depends really. It depends on the time of day. You know, if it's really early. This wasn't real early. This was a noon Uber. He got to the ballpark by 1:30. And plus, he might be kind of excited. He might be kind of energetic. He might have wanted to share his story with the Uber driver. Hey, do you know where I'm going?
What did he have work to do? Did he have like, did they send him like a preview of the people? And you know what I mean? Could he go through it and watch some?
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe it was a work Uber.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be really the sign of the times where you sign a guy at noon? You ship him, you send him to his phone, device or whatever, all of the scouting report and information. So by the time he arrives at 1:30, he's ready to go to the bullpen, get dressed, put on that number 70 uniform and take the mound.
That's pretty awesome. It was cool. But it tells you something about the talent level.
It tells you something about the Sox bullpen.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
When you're signing the guy and, okay, hey, get down here and pitch.
That's the reality part.
Yeah, that's the...
The made-for-TV movie stuff is much better.
Yeah, that's fun, but it's sad that it's not the first time you've had to do it this year.
So the Sox made it close. They had a rally in the ninth. Tim Elko went down swinging to make the final out.
You got him to the plate. He's the guy that can run into a homer out of your group, and you got him to the plate with a chance to win the game.
And it would have been...
Didn't they have two guys on?
Yeah, they did.
They did. He could have hit a three-run homer.
It would have been a really great ending to an encouraging weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
But he swung and missed, and
that
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good weekend, though.
He had a good weekend, no doubt about it.
He had a pretty good weekend. And that infield, you know, the thing that's missing now to that infield is really Colson Montgomery.
He's on fire right now.
He got hit in the hand, though.
Yeah, I know.
He had two homers on Thursday, then he got hit in the hand.
Didn't he hit two homers again? Did he hit? What did he do?
Thursday night.
No. He did it. I think he had two really good games.
Well, he has. I think he got hit in the hand, and then he hasn't come back since then.
Oh, he hasn't. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll double check on that.
What I read must have been about the earlier.
Well, he has hit better since he's come back from the Camelback spot.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say it worked yet, but I do think he's in a position for a promotion. And so this is what I believe.
I kind of like Madoff where he's at. I don't know.
I don't know, though. I understand why you'd say that. Chase Madoff has been very good, and I love the play he made barehanded the other night.
He's good.
He's a dirty uniform guy.
He is a dirty uniform guy.
But he can also play second base. Montgomery could play short, get Vargas at third and Elko at first. That's an infield that gives you hope. Kyle Teal catching, his enthusiasm is infectious. He's one of those guys that has that kind of charisma that you think is going to be, you can envision him being a leader of this team. If he can be as good of a player as some people, most people project him to be, that's a really fun infield to consider for the White Sox. A lot of youth. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, I mean, as we're saying here, they had a good week. I mean, there's no other way around it. The future looks at least like there's an out plan, so that's better.
They got a professional outfield. You know, they've got
they do. They brought
Benintendi, Robert, and Talkman.
Guys back from injury. Slater's not bad either.
Yeah, he's not bad.
They
had a good talk with Mike Talkman Saturday morning inside the clubhouse.
Really?
Yeah, he's a pro.
Yeah.
Ask him some Bears question. Ask him a Bears question as Bruce kind of cringed.
Because he's from Palatine. He's Palatine
Pounder.
Yeah,
he's a big Bears fan. Yeah. So I thought, why not?
Yeah, that's fun.
Take a shot.
And Bruce cringed?
Yeah, Bruce doesn't like talking football during baseball time. It's kind of like laughing in church, you know?
It's kind of like, Biggs doesn't like talking hockey during football time.
that's good. That's like sacred territory. Yeah, he doesn't. The hockey, by the way. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, that's good.
Friday night.
What happens tonight? OT? Has to be.
It's got
to
be. It's got to be. The first two games have been outstanding.
Yeah.
And Brad Marchand scores in double overtime to win it for the Panthers. That drove me crazy. Anybody but him. Anybody but him.
Uh-oh.
I just don't.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He must have said something.
He just looks like a guy you want to punch in the face. He's got a big punchable face. And he's great. He's a great hockey player. No doubt about it. He comes through in the clutch. He's Mr. Postseason, but that was disheartening.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.